This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Campaigning is picking up momentum as the polling date for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is nearing. Senior leaders of major political parties are actively campaigning in different states which are going for polls in this phase. BJP has started its campaigning on a war footing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has addressed the first election rally in Rajasthan near Kotputli. He said that BJP won all 25 seats in 2014 and 2019 from the state, and the same is going to happen this time too. On the other hand, Congress State President Govind Singh Dotasara, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and senior party leaders addressed nomination rallies of party candidates in Pali and Jodhpur. Addressing the nomination rally in Pali yesterday, Mr. Dotasara said that the public should compare the work of the last 10 years of the central government and the work of the Manmohan Singh government. The Congress has released another list of 17 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls yesterday. The party has fielded former Union Minister M.M. Pallam Raju from Kakinada Lok Sabha seat, while Andhra Pradesh Congress President Y.S. Sharmila Reddy will contest from Kadapa. Party leader J.D. Silam will contest from Baptala Lok Sabha seat in Andhra Pradesh. Former Union Minister Tariq Anwar will contest from Katihar Lok Sabha seat in Bihar, while Amir Chand Nayak will fight from Kandhamal Lok Sabha seat in Orissa. The party also released a list of 114 candidates for Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls and 49 candidates for Orissa Assembly polls. Election Commission has launched Myth versus Reality Register to combat the spread of misinformation in general elections 2024. The poll body in a release said that this platform can be used to verify information, prevent the spread of misinformation, debunk myths and stay informed about key issues during the general elections. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has urged the party workers to reach out to the voters and educate them about the Vikasit Bharat agenda. In his address to the Shakti Pramukhs of the 5 Lok Sabha constituencies in Bengaluru yesterday, he said BJP promotes Vikasit Bharat and Indy Alliance promotes corruption. He asked the party workers to tell the public about the 10 years of UPA rule that allegedly committed corruption to the tune of 12 lakh crore rupees and 10 years of NDA rule which helped the economy climb to the 5th place and lifted 25 crore people above poverty. Meanwhile, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has questioned Union Home Minister Amit Shah for not visiting the state when it was in distress. Addressing the media persons in Mysuru yesterday, Siddaramaiah asked the Union Minister whether the people should vote for BJP, which did not respond to the drought distress call given by the state. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said that disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. He expressed confidence that while troops are standing firm, the ongoing talks for peaceful resolution will continue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel's armed forces had unintentionally struck a convoy from the humanitarian group World Central Kitchen, WCK, in Gaza yesterday. The strike called 6 aid workers and their Palestinian driver. Netanyahu, who has rejected almost unequivocally international criticism over the war against Hamas, said that Israel deeply regrets the tragic incident. In response to the killings, the disaster relief organization WCK suspended its operations delivering vital food aid in Gaza. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 28 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 182, Bengaluru were all out for 153 runs in 19.4 overs. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders at the YS Rajashekhar Reddy Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.